This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, speaking of nearby, though, there are things that are nearby, and if you buy local, then you can help the locally grown, locally produced, locally manufactured goods, businesses, services that stimulate economic growth, help businesses to grow, creating jobs. Proudly South African is obviously a company we've known for a long time. They've done a great deal of brand awareness for South Africa here and overseas. And on the phone line, we have got Happy Makumalo Ngiti, who's going to tell us about how exactly we can support South African businesses and buy local. It's part of our media partnership with Proudly South Africa's Buy Local Summit, which is taking place at the Sandton Convention Center on the 14th of March. That's Wednesday next week, and Thursday the 15th of March too. The MCs are Leanne Manis and Andile Khumalo, and we're going to talk to Makumalo to find out exactly what it is that South Africans need to know about this Buy Local campaign. Good morning, Ma. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you, Gareth?
I'm very, very well, thank you. So it seems to me like it's an obvious thing that we should support local local farmers, local artisans, local skills, local businesses. But why is this summit so important?
And you're right. You know, it would seem that it would be a natural thing for us to do as South Africans. And in fact, interestingly enough, through a research that we've done recently, it tells us that South Africans are warming up to the idea, and they know about it. And it turns out that they say that, you know, if they understood the economic impact that it has when one supports local, they'd do it. Even if it means that an item or a product is a lot more expensive than imported products. So generally, South Africans understand, the importance of buying local. However, our job is twice as hard, really, because it's a constant battle. You'll find that in the public domain, the perception is that products in South Africa are inferior. If not, they're a lot more expensive than other products. Ours is a very difficult task to use a platform as the Summit and Expo to educate South Africans about the responsibility they have as a people, that it ceases to be a government responsibility. We can't sit in our comfortable little corners and point a finger at what the government did not or is supposed to have done. The fighting the scourge of poverty, inequality, and unemployment is a collective responsibility, hence the Summit and Expo.
Now, this isn't about protectionism. This isn't about trying to create a fake economy. I mean, we're saying that people should buy local because you'll get very good quality stuff. Why do you think South Africans have a concern that somehow our products locally are inferior when we are as good as just about anywhere in the world, and because it doesn't have to travel for months on a container at sea or by air, that somehow our products are inferior? Why do you think we have this idea that we don't have necessarily the same quality of product?
You know, from what we can gather, it seems like it's a mindset issue. It's always been like that. I mean, even before, I worked for the campaign, I didn't have an appreciation of our quality products in South Africa. And in fact, the buy local phenomenon is a worldwide tried and tested method that other countries have embarked on as well, because each country in the world has a responsibility to focus on their own product and on their own economy. And we are no different as South Africa. So it really is a myth. It's a mindset issue. We all tend to think that other products that are outside of South Africa are a lot more worth it. In fact, I'm of the view that and I always say this at any opportunity I get, that nobody reminds Italians to buy Dolce and Gabbana or Armani. They just do it because they believe so much in their own products and services, and this is what we are hoping to as a campaign. We're hoping that one day, with all these efforts that we're making as Proudly South African, you know, will be able to get through to the mindset of a normal South African out there. In fact, we're in existence for the past 16 years, but we've been tasked, board has tasked us with a responsibility in the last 12 months or so to reposition the brand because, you know, in South Africans, we're all custodians of the brand. It is not for the special few. And proudly South African phenomenon should be a lifestyle approach, if you like. It's about the cars we drive that we manufacture locally. It's about right. the furniture we have in our homes and offices that is manufactured locally. It's about the clothes we wear.
So you mentioned clothes and furniture and cars that are made locally. I mean, a lot of those cars are not necessarily owned by brands locally, but they're manufactured here by people in factories yes. in South Africa. So yes. what other things are you particularly proud of that we should know about, that we should start supporting locally, that maybe people aren't aware of?
You know, what comes to mind, for example, to talk about manufacturing in the car space, for example, the 3 Series BMW. Mm-hmm. is manufactured locally by our own people. You know, our brothers and sisters, our cousins, our uncles, our aunts, people that are proudly South African in a factory out in Rosslyn. Mm-hmm. So the next time, and then we import this car to other countries. You know, it takes me to, for example, a multinational company such as Nestlé South Africa. Many of the products from Nestlé South Africa are products that every household in South Africa has, some of which we grew up with, some of us, you know, and I'm talking about brands such as Cremora, you know, Reed Coffee, mm-hmm. Two-Minute Noodle, Maggie Two-Minute Noodles, the Nescafe, the list is endless. And by the way, at Proudly South Africa, we don't care much about ownership and directorship of a company. You know, so some will argue and say, but how is Nestlé South Africa a proudly South African company?
Right.
You know, and we don't care much about ownership of the company. What
if
we
it's,
do
if it's creating
about.
Jobs here, then it's
it
doing
is creating,
so.
But Garrett, for the last 100 years, for the last, they've just celebrated their centenary.
Yeah.
For the last 100 years, they have employed thousands and thousands of South Africans. And they have contributed immensely to the economy of the country. That's what we care about. It's about the job creation element. It's about the fact that they are game changers.
Now, it's not only big corporations, though. I mean, we're also looking at small businesses. We're also looking at yes. supporting the local guy. And by local, we don't just mean South African. We mean in your neighborhood. Because there's a move all over the world to bring these things closer, where you will yes. support the guy who owns a little spaza shop on your corner rather than going to the supermarket. Yes. You're going to get the woman who makes sandwiches on the corner of your street to make you a sandwich as long as it doesn't contain poloni, and then you'd rather do that than go to the big supermarket chain, right?
Absolutely. And it cannot be about small businesses and entrepreneurs as well. You know, it is just as equally important. And this is why the first day of the Summit and Expo is entirely devoted to SMEs and entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. You know, so we have a full program where we have panelists who will be speaking about, you know, all sorts of financial and non-financial programs that they have within their entities that can help small businesses. You know, we have an array of organizations and institutions in attendance on the first day of the forum where they will help entrepreneurs and SMEs from an administrative, legislative, and compliance angle. And I'm talking about entities such as CIPC, the DTI, SARS, CEDA, and all of that. You know, for example, we have a specialist who will come in and talk and focus on the issue of IP. You have small businesses out there who've got great ideas, and they don't even protect their own idea. So we have somebody who's come in and talk about the issues of IP. You know, you have a small business where somebody will say, I don't know what SARS is looking for from me. I don't know what the tax clearance certificate. What do I do to get a tax clearance certificate? So we have people like that in the room where not only will they be doing a presentation, but they'll also be having small cubicles in the area, in the room, where, you know, distressed small businesses will be able to walk to that area and get solutions right on the spot. And you're right. You know, we if anything, the economy of the country relies on SMEs and medium-sized businesses. We cannot even begin to ignore their existence. We have a responsibility to ensure that those businesses make it. And this is why we are so distressed with this, this crisis that the country is facing in terms of the stuff that we now
processed meats
from
our
fridges and stuff, because that has a direct impact on these small businesses of people who sell quarter on a daily basis that are now faced with a challenge where it is directly impacting on their businesses. I mean, in the news last night, I saw somebody who says I might have to shut down if in the next few days I do not sell my products to my regular customers.
Right.
And shutting down for us as Proudly SA is not an option, because we know how persistent unemployment is. You and I and some of your listeners here this morning know somebody who's sitting at home, who's looking for a job, who's even given up on looking for a job. That's
right.
How difficult.
I've got to say that it's good to know that you guys at Proudly South African are looking after this, that you're hosting this summit. I think it's probably the kind of thing that a lot of local businesses will be fascinated to be a part of and will be happy to be a part of, and where you can start to feel the difference that that buying local can make for your business, and also what kind of services you can offer to the community. It's terrific work, and congratulations. Happy Makumalo Ngidi. It's nice to speak to you this morning. Proudly South African, and we're talking about buying local at the Buy Local Summit. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Just to say that it's a free to attend Summit and Expo, by the way, and to register and for all the details that people may need, please log on to www.buylocalsummit.co.za. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much, Hap.
This is CliffCentral.com.